Will Hodges of 350 Roaring Fork. You are organizing a couple of rallies for tomorrow, one in Glenwood and one in Carbondale. So why September 24th?
Yeah, it's the two-year anniversary of the climate strikes of 2019, inspired by Greta Thunberg, the young Swedish activist who called on students and workers around the world on Friday, September 24th, to walk out of school, walk out of work, demanding bolder action from our political leaders.
What's the issue?
We've been circulating a petition all summer asking our five municipalities to divest from their Exxon and Chevron bonds. Pickin County, Snowmass, Carbondale, Glenwood Springs, and Newcastle are invested in two funds that are set up for municipalities all around the state. And 1% of that fund is Exxon and Chevron bonds. And we've been collecting signatures all summer, turning those in to our town trustees, our city councils, county commissioners, urging them to ask their investment funds to let go of those bonds.
To let go of that 1% of funding.
Yeah, it's a real small portion of the funds, and so it'd be easy for them to roll off. It wouldn't really affect the performance of those funds. I've already spoken to the manager of the fund. He works at Morgan Stanley in Denver. He's sort of the mind to not buy more bonds in the future. The twist in all of this is he needs to hear from some number of towns and cities in Colorado to go ahead and not buy more bonds in Exxon and Chevron. We're not asking them to sell the bonds right away.
You're not asking who to sell the bonds?
The funds. The bonds mature next year. We just want them to not buy new ones. So the towns are earning interest every month on these Exxon and Chevron bonds. And until they mature next year, it's next August in the case of Exxon. And we just want them to not buy new ones. And that's how divestment's done by funds around the country and around the world. You know, it's kind of a structured managed process where they're like, okay, we're going to figure out how to, over some period of time, sell stocks, let bonds mature, and replace them with other things.
So how much is Carbondale, for example, earning from the Exxon and Chevron bonds?
Carbondale's got $3 million invested in CSAFE. It's called the Colorado Secure Assets Fund Trust. So you could think of it, in effect, you know, what's 1% of $3 million? It's $30,000. It's not very much, doesn't represent very much to Exxon. It's not a huge portion of Carbondale's finances, but it's not nothing. Carbondale, in effect, owns $30,000 in bonds in ExxonMobil, a giant corporation that's perpetuating the climate crisis. Pitkin County and the town of Snowmass are the two municipalities in this valley with the largest stakes in these two funds. The town of Snowmass is almost $30 million invested in CSAFE, and Pickin County is $25 million. So theoretically, Snowmass owns, in effect, $300,000 in Exxon and Chevron bonds. It's irresponsible for our towns to be earning even a little bit of revenue off of companies that are not just fueling the climate crisis, but are, you know, standing in the way of efforts to address it.
Carbondale has the climate action plan. To me, it seems that a climate action plan and an investment in Exxon and Chevron bonds doesn't match. It's incongruous.
Yeah, that's the point we're making. All of our municipalities have stated values in sustainability and climate action, believing in climate action, believing in, you know, taking the steps that they can take to mitigate climate change and adapt to its coming effects. And yet our towns are making, you know, small amounts of revenue off of bonds in these two climate polluters, big climate polluters. And I understand that, you know, the U.S. economy is still largely reliant on fossil fuels for some time, but I don't think our towns necessarily need to be investing. The other reason I really care about it is because there's a worldwide movement of funds. Universities, pension funds, foundations, faith groups, increasingly investors, and cities who are divesting from the fossil fuel industry. So this is more important in terms of a coordinated political strategy, a worldwide movement to bring financial pressure to bear on the fossil fuel industry. Because Washington is not doing enough, groups are now finding every way they can to look at the funding streams to the fossil fuel industry. And even though CSAFE is a pretty small one, we need to be looking at every fund which finances the fossil fuel industry and shutting off the money pipeline.
Will Hodges, 350 Roaring Fork, thank you.
Thank you, Amy.